Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game, broadcasting from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Game Nashville Studios, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round. Let's say hello to our man, Hal Gill. He was on the radio call last night with the great Pete Weber. And Skillsy, just a tough one. Up 3-0 and fall 4-3 in overtime in Ottawa. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's a late arrival back in after a kind of a shell shock game. It was, but I didn't got a point. That point will mean something. We'll see as this goes on. But yeah, that was a tough one. You know, like I look at that first period was so in favor of the Preds. It was like, okay, this is an easy one. And that young team, tons of talent on that team for Ottawa. Surprises me that they're not a better team, but they just came out and they had nothing to lose and went for it and came back into it and got the win.
Was the second period more, you know, Ottawa's just resolve and them battling back, or do you think there's something the Predators could have done better?
You know what the thing is as I was thinking about it, and you know, I know there's some people that don't believe in momentum and flow changes, and you kind of, you take it shift by shift and you know, you are what you are. But I think there was a point, you know, you look at that game, Brady Tkachuk has a chance right in front in the first period and Saros makes this unreal save and keeps it out. And then they go down and they get a good bounce and it goes on McCarron's stick and boom, you know, they're up 1-0. That could have been the other way, you know, and you know, then you fast forward, they get two more goals in that period. So it makes it 3-0, which it could have gone the other way real quick. And it could have been a 1-1 game or 2-1 game, something like that. And then I think the Preds are dialed in, ready to go in the second period. Instead, it's 3-0. And there you go. Hey, you know what? I think we got this one. This team isn't very good. And you know, we've been tested all along. It's about time we got a game that we can just roll through. And they laid off the gas a little bit, and then Ottawa pushed. And so it's a funny game like that. It's you can't lose traction for a second, because if you slip, then you're down and you're out.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. What feeling did you have last night of the uh-oh, here they come?
Well, you know what? It was just they got. I don't see this very often with the Preds and the way they play. But they got beat up the ice, and you know, you look at some of the goals they had. The Stützle goal, it was, you know, like he just beat the Preds up the ice, and you look at it and you say, okay, it was a nice play, but they shouldn't have gotten that opportunity. The Preds usually are backtracking hard, and those things don't happen. And if they do happen, it's a rarity. But it happened regularly in that second period. I think it's the mental game that you're playing right now leading up into the break is, okay, good. We got a 3-goal lead and we can just relax a little bit because this has been exhausting. It's an exhausting time of year. And I remember going through that as a younger player. It was like, wow, I don't know how I'm doing this. And as an older player, I'm going, I know that the break is coming up. I just got to get there. And that's not the way you should be out there playing. And I'm not saying the guys have, you know, really set their sights on the break, but I know it's an exhausting time of year, and you could see that exhaustion creep in that second period.
I know that, yeah, all the guys are getting paid, and I know they're in the NHL and everything like that, but all too often now, do you think guys look at a team's record before the game and it's like, they're not playing really good, let's go out there and do that? Isn't that dangerous if you do that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. But you can say, hey, I got a job to do. You can say, hey, this is important. Hey, this is, I got to focus. But you're playing the team that's last and they're not good and you're up 3-0. I think everyone can agree that okay, good. Whoa, we got this team where we want them now. We just got to go finish this game. And if you don't put in the hard work, then you lose those 3-goal leads. So I do think, you know, I've had this debate with people over and over again, but I've been in those guys' shoes and that just all it takes is that little edge that you back off a little bit, and that's all it takes sometimes.
Hal Gill is with us, presented by Dunkin' on the Chasing Big Joe show. That goal by Phil Tomasino was about as pretty and nasty as you can get all at the same time. What does something like that, a moment like that, do for a young guy and his confidence?
Well, I think it was funny. I saw, talking to Chris Mason in between periods. I'm like, what do you think of that one? And he's like, that's first round stuff right there. That's what we've been waiting to see from Tomasino. I thought Tomer had a good game, came in and was explosive and attacking the game. And then I love to see him get rewarded because, I can attack the game. I can't roof it like that. And it's a skill set that you need to have, but you need to attack the game as well, And so if you combine those together, like you did on that play, watch out. I mean, that's what we've been dying to see is, the Cody Glass, he had a good game in Edmonton. Can he build on that? Can he get better? And I think, these young guys, once they see, okay, I drive the net hard, I attack, and I have the skill to score goals, once they start going in, then they get the confidence, and then it starts to build. So hopefully Tomer can take that one and start building with it, because I do think he's played some good hockey. It's just it's been sporadic. And so, that's the other thing about the NHL is you got to be consistent. You can't take too many nights off. You can have a bad game, but you can't have two or three in a row.
I feel like sporadic is a really good word to describe, some of the young guys, and, maybe at times we haven't seen quite Superman Saros, even though I think overall he's been okay. If some of that comes together in the second half after the All-Star break, we're having a completely different conversation, because we know what the veteran guys like Forsberg and O'Reilly and Nyquist have been doing.
That's the exciting part for me. I don't think we've seen the best from Juice, although I thought he made, that save in particular. You can look at the goals that he gave up, but I think he made some big saves that kept them in that game and gave him a chance. And that's what you need is a goalie that gives you a chance to win. Now, Juice, if he goes out and starts stealing games left and right like he's done in the past, now we're talking, a whole different level. Never mind the fact that you talked about the veterans that have been scoring. If you do get that secondary scoring, like Tomasino, Glass, Novak, Evangelista, like chipping in from the fourth line and the third line with occasional goals, and I think you're looking at a team that is on the line right now, and they could do some big things in the second half. And so I think it's exciting to watch, but you can't count your chickens till they hatch. Did I even say that right? It's
yes,
early in the morning for me. Yeah, I did it. So I think two birds in the bush, chickens hatching, and all those things. I think we're tracking the right way, and if we can get that scoring, watch out.
Yeah, whatever cliche you want to throw out there, Hal, we're good with any of them. We'll back you 100%. Hey, what's the message from Coach Burnett to this hockey team tomorrow night? Because they have that nice break, everything that's going on. What's the message that he think he gives to his hockey team?
Well, I think you had that. It's been a lot of road hockey, and I think the big thing is you dial in and win one at home. You're going to need to have confidence after the All-Star break at home. You're going to have to win games at home. The league is too good. And I know home ice isn't what it used to be, but it means a lot when you get Bridgestone rocking and you give them something to cheer about and you win games at home. So I think his message is going to be dial in. This is a team that in LA that has been struggling, and you just beat them. You just went out and played a really good, solid game. So you want to kind of go off of that blueprint that you had in L.A. and play the same game at home. But dial in just for – give us 60 minutes, boys, and we can go and really enjoy our break. I hate to say it, but, if you have a bad game the day before you go on vacation, it sits with you. You might be on the beach, but in the back of your mind, you're thinking about the play that you messed up, or you're thinking about the goal that went in that you shouldn't allowed, or the missed shot that you took. And so I think the message will probably be dial in, because you're going to have to sit on this one for a while, and it would feel really good to get 2 points at home, get Bridgestone rocking, and then go off and enjoy some time away from the rink.
Well, Hal, we look forward to seeing you and everybody else tomorrow night in Smashville as the Predators take on the LA Kings. Thanks so much for doing this, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good. Have a good one, guys.
You too. Hal Gill, presented by Dunkin', here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, joins us every Tuesday at 9:30 as things really ramping up for the Predators. It's hard to believe that, you know, trade deadline is about a month or so away, and this is where things really, really get busy, I guess is the word I'm trying to use, for the Predators. Coming up next, it's time for I'm Done, and you must participate. On the line, though, a pair of tickets to see the Predators tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena for a Black History celebration. We'll have a pair of tickets for you. You must bring the passion and participate in I'm Done. What's something that you're done with? You can be mad at a person, a thing, whatever. What are you done with? Call or text 615-737-1025. The best one will win a pair of tickets to the game tomorrow night, which includes a battle of the bands presented by Nissan, recognition of all four HBCUs during the game, and local Black artists performances and more. You can visit NashvillePredators.com/Black History Night to learn more. I'm Done next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.